Now, what's the approach? What's the difference in strategy when you're advertising a small brand? Maybe, you know, like a Joe's Crab Shack. Well, that's a real big brand. Like a Jim Bob's Crab Shack. And you're trying to get them exposure as opposed to everyone knows who Myrtle Beach is and what they are. What's the difference in your strategic approach?
Yeah, basically with Myrtle Beach, you know, it's huge. I mean, they get millions of tourists a year. So it's not nearly as targeted. You know, for example, like a smaller brand, you know, you have to get much more targeted because, you know, not everyone knows about you or whatever, and you have a tighter niche. So it really, with smaller brands, it helps to get much more targeted. And yeah, of course, you want to get targeted with bigger brands, but you know, like with Myrtle Beach or you know, say, I don't know, Walmart or something, you know, a lot of people know about it already. So you don't have to get nearly as targeted because you already, you know your market out there and they talk to you and all that stuff. So yeah, just basically get a lot more targeted for personal brands.
So I did get a chance to, I read the post you put up on what you did with Myrtle Beach, and I think it was awesome. What I did notice was the engagement. There was tons of conversation on every post.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about what you did to get people involved, because Myrtle Beach is fun when you're there, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't think that I'd want to talk about it on Facebook, on their fan page. Maybe I'd talk about it on my page. What were some of the things you did to bring that conversation to their home base?
Well, I mean, first of all, engagement's really important. So I really wanted to make sure that we focused on that, because when we first started, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of going on, and there was a lot more, I guess you would say, spewing of links and things like that, and not really a lot of conversation. So, and also the more engaged your audience is, the more they will listen and the more they will participate. So basically, I mean, there is not like some crazy formula or anything, just asked open-ended questions, and also did, you know, some more creative things of getting people to post and leave comments and stuff. Like, for example, one of the creative things we did was basically fill in the blank responses, and I was like really surprised how well that worked, you know. And
it's funny how a lot of these simple techniques of just talking to people work so well, yet so many brands kind of miss the boat.
Right. You know, they overthink it, and they think, oh, we need to do this, we need to do that. But it really does come down to the basics. You have to have the basics first, and then you can build on top of those.
Mark brought up something, and I'll let him introduce this question, because I think it's gonna spark off a little bit of a debate.
Oh, no, it was a simple question. The question was, how do retailers use social media properly without just spewing out discount codes all day? Because a lot of retailers don't get the type of interaction I think they would like. And to make up for that, they think that they can just discount their way
into friendship,
which I don't think is possible. What do you think about that, Mike?
I mean, when it comes to using social media, just spewing out links or spewing out promotions and things like that, it doesn't work. It just simply doesn't work. And the problem is, a lot of companies, retail, you know, whoever, look at social media as a marketing channel, which it is to a point. You want to promote, and you need to make money. I mean, if you don't make money as a business, you know, it's kind of a bad thing. But what retail really needs to do, what it really comes down to, is having more interaction with people. And you know, there's just a ton of different ways you could do that. I mean, you could do blog posts. You could ask questions. Also, you know, use, like on Twitter, use search.twitter.com, you know, for them to actually listen to see what people are saying. And you can even target locally, by the way, in there, and answer people's questions and offer value. And the simple fact is, in order to get value, really in anything, even in social media, you have to first, you know, give out value. And, you know, just posting these promotions really aren't going to help or really work at all.
Yeah, I agree. You know, discounting yourself isn't really a value. You know,
right.
it's kind of goes along with my thoughts about Groupon. You don't build loyalty by huge discounts. You build loyalty by, you know, great service and being something to talk about. Mm-hmm. And a discount isn't that. It's kind of a one-time thing. The problem is if it works. It's not if it doesn't work, because if it doesn't work, you just quit and you're another, you know, social media victim. But if it does work for especially a small retail brand, then the thought is that this is how I engage, and they never stop. You know, if one person responds, and then from a business side, what bothers me is you start killing your margins. Right. Mm-hmm. So now instead of, you know, a 40% margin, I'm only getting 20 from Facebook, but I think I'm making money off Facebook, and it's not anything sustainable. Now, what I do see and what I do like is a lot of the small retail shops, especially ones out here in the short north in Columbus, Ohio, they have solo owners. So the owners will jump on Twitter and they'll just interact as people. And because they like these people so much, you know, I may go to a Tiger Tree or I may go to one of these small retail shops. So I think that's a better idea. Now, there's something I want to talk about, which is it came across my Facebook news feed today. And I will read the title to you. 99.9% of businesses will fail at using social media and blogging.
All right.
So it says that most businesses apply the build it and they will come mentality for their blog, and that leads to failure. It says that after 1 year of research, they looked into social networks and how they could help small businesses. We found that the build it and they will come approach was used by nearly all small businesses. And then there's a fact, 80% plus of Twitter accounts are inactive.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. So I believe that statistic, definitely.
Now, Twitter has, what, 250 million users?
It's a couple hundred million, if I'm not mistaken. Right.
So Twitter really has 14 users, is what we're saying.
Yeah, like actually, it's more like 5 or 6.
And we just high five each other all day.
Right.
So what do you say about that? What's the bigger issue here? The fact that people are trying and leaving, or the fact that people are coming in with the wrong approach? Are the networks themselves to blame for not fostering a business-friendly environment or teaching businesses earlier on, or are the businesses themselves to blame for jumping in this thing blindfolded?
I think the two things that are the problem, like you said, are basically people coming in with the wrong mentality and approach, and two, doing a little bit of work and then, oh, this doesn't work, screw it, and leaving it. As far as the statistic on 99.9%, I wouldn't really say that. However, you know, there's a lot of truth to the simple fact on, the wrong approach. You know, a lot of people get into it and sadly go about the wrong way. And it all comes back to, you know, spewing out promotions and crap like that, and they're not really having any conversations. And two, they're not consistent with it. A lot of people don't spend a lot, really any time with social media. You know, they'll spend a little bit of time here and there, but they're really not consistent with it. So in order to really be successful with social media, one, it takes hard work. You know, social media is not something just super easy that you can just jump into and automatically start, you know, getting tons of followers, fans, and making tons of money. Social media takes time. It's a long-term thing. And so a lot of people get into it thinking, wanting the short term, you know, thinking that it's short term, wanting results right now, when it just doesn't work that way. And two, you know, they're not putting in enough time. You know, you've got to put in consistent amount of time and also have the right approach. Interact more, you know, really pump out some valuable content for people. And then you can start promoting, you know, and it helps when you're promoting to have more creative ways of actually selling versus the hard sell, you know, type of approach.
Do you think that the failure rate of small businesses will affect the social media industry as a whole?
Not really. I mean, there's a lot of companies having a lot of success with it, and also a ton of just personal brands having a lot of success with it. And so I think, yeah, there's going to be the negative, you know, there's going to be, you know, things like this post out there. But the simple fact is social media works if you know what you're doing and you're actually consistent with it. And that's the point blank bottom line. So I think the positive will outshine the negative.